praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your interventions in our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for giving us peace and joy. Thank you, Lord, for your protection that is upon us and our household. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for making ways for us where it appears that there are no ways. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for helping us in those areas where we needed your help. Thank you for glorifying yourself in our lives. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this morning in your presence to seek your face, to lay at your feet and to pray. Oh Lord, minister to our hearts in Jesus' name. Touch every life in Jesus' name. Give us healings, give us health, and give us deliverance in Jesus' name. And not only that, give us breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. And I welcome every one of you to the Lord's praises. Before we pray, we are going to look at Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 16. From the Apostles. 16. I want to read from verse 16. 16, from verse 16. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought our masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. And these did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out the same hour. And when our masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. And brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Yeah, now I'm going to stop here for a while. Later I'll continue from here. So you can see from this passage what happened immediately after Paul commanded the evil spirit to come out of that young woman. Yeah, you know, they were busy with missionary work. And you know, missionary work involves street preaching and one-on-one preaching. Yeah, person to person preaching. And sometimes you can also do group preaching or group evangelism, where you speak to a lot of people at the same time. And sometimes during missionary work, you can also do crusade evangelism, where you speak to thousands or hundreds of people at the same time. You speak concerning the things of God's kingdom, the message of God's kingdom. Now, Apostle Paul and his missionary team, they were busy with street evangelism or house to house evangelism. Yeah, and they were doing that for days, because usually that is what they start to do once they enter into a city or a new location. And they were doing that for several days. Now, They notice that every day they go out to preach. There was this young lady that keeps saying, "These are the servants of the Most High God, and they have come to show us the way of salvation." Now they would go the first day, the second day. Every time this young girl see them, she would start to talk. Yeah, she would start to, I wouldn't call it prophesy. She would start to, because she was not doing it by the Spirit of God. She was doing it by another spirit. Yeah, but what she was saying was true. Yeah, the Bible called it soothsaying. Yeah, she was doing it by the spirit of divination, not by the Spirit of God. So every time they pass the same, so I guess she and her master, because I think the girl is maybe a slave. Yeah. And I guess the master or her master is using, not even guess, that was what the Bible said. The Bible said her master is using her to make a lot of money, because whenever she see people, she tell them things about their lives, and she tells them things about their past, their present, and sometimes things about their future. Yeah, and she's able to do that through the demon that is called the spirit of divination. Yeah, so she was able to do that through that spirit of divination. So every time she see anybody, she would just start talking. And when those people get, when they get seduced by her divination, or once they get touched, maybe they will now come closer and tell her to tell them more, or ask her, "What else are you seeing? What else can you see?" Yeah, so I guess she would stay at beside the street, or at the front of her master's house. And whenever she saw anyone moving, she would give a soothsaying or a divination. Yeah, and when Apostle Paul and his team, when they were busy with the preaching of the gospel, and because they had to pass that street all the time, this particular lady will continue to talk that thing. And what was she saying? She will continue to say, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, and they have come to show us the way of salvation." Now, at first, they felt she was doing the right thing. I mean, Paul and the rest. I mean, Apostle Paul and the rest. They felt she was doing the right thing because what she was saying was true. So now this shows that demons can say what is true, but that doesn't mean they are the spirit of truth. But that doesn't mean they are from God. So a demon can give a prophecy that is true and accurate. I repeat, a demon, a spirit of divination, can give a prophecy that is very accurate and very true. And in fact, they can give a prophecy that will come to pass. But that doesn't mean they are from God. You know, that doesn't mean the demon is the same with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, because that was what that young lady was doing. What she was saying was very true. But she is not from God's kingdom. I mean, the demon in her was not from God's kingdom. The demon, well, you know, was an enemy of God's kingdom. Yeah, so that is just, by the way, now, I said, at first, they thought what she was saying is true. I mean, they thought her saying those things is okay. Yeah, they thought her saying those things about them. And what was she saying? She would say, "These men are the servants of the Most High God. And they have come to show us the way of salvation," which is very correct. Yeah, and at first, the missionaries, they were kind of okay with it. But later, Paul started to feel uncomfortable in his spirit concerning that. Yeah, the Bible said, he was grieved in his spirit. Yeah, along the line, Apostle Paul was not comfortable with that. Yeah, he was grieved in his spirit. And then he commanded the demon to come out of her. Yeah, because God have not sent the demon to be saying that. Yeah. I think the demon was saying that to kind of identify with what God is doing. So how can a demon identify with what God is doing? It's more like the demon is trying to say, "I'm also on your side, you guys that are preaching the gospel. I'm also on your side, so I will also help you guys to preach the gospel." Yeah. So even though what the demon was saying is true, but God cannot be identified with darkness. Heaven cannot be identified with the kingdom of darkness. Yeah, so that was why Apostle Paul was grieved in his spirit. And he commanded the spirit to come out. Yeah, and immediately the spirit came out. Yeah, so there are things that we should learn from that event. we should learn that. The Holy Spirit in us is a discerning spirit. Yeah, and we should follow the discernment of the Holy Spirit in us. Yeah, we should follow the discernment of the Holy Spirit in us. And as a matter of fact, we should be so close with the Holy Spirit such that our whole spirit will be able to discern what the Holy Spirit is discerning at the same time. Yeah, you know that the Holy Spirit stays in our spirit. Yeah, or maybe I should say the Holy Spirit rules in us from our spirit. Of course, the Holy Spirit also stays in our bodies, and of course in our souls. Yeah, but it rules from our spirit. Yeah, it is from our spirit that he operates from. That is, from our spirit he spreads himself into every other part of us. Yeah, so now, if you have a very close relationship with the Holy Spirit, whatever the Holy Spirit feels, you also will be able to feel it in your spirit. When the Holy Spirit is reacting to something, you also will start to react to that thing. When the Holy Spirit is grieved, you also will be grieved, you know, just the way Apostle Paul was grieved. Yeah, when the Holy Spirit is grieved or hungry, you also will feel the same grief and hunger. Yeah. So when the Holy Spirit is withdrawing from something, you also will start to withdraw from that thing. So the Holy Spirit will share his discernment with you. Yeah. So is the Holy Spirit discerning the spiritual condition around you? Yeah, and you will be feeling exactly what the Holy Spirit is also feeling. So the Holy Spirit shares his emotions with us. And not only that, he shares his thoughts with us, his mind with us. Yeah, but if you are not the type that is close to him and that allow him to rule your life, to control your life, there is no way you will be able to have a discernment of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, if you're not the type that allow the Holy Spirit to rule your life, control your life, he will not be able to share his discernment with you, and he will not be able to share his feelings with you. Yeah, so but we saw in that place that Paul along the line began to feel grieved in his spirit. Let us read that place again. It says, and this did she many days, But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Yeah. So you can see how deliverance is connected to discernment. Yeah. So most times, your level of deliverance is going to be determined by your level of discernment. Yeah, even if you are a deliverance minister, you have to minister deliverance to people or to someone. You won't be able to set the person free if you cannot really discern the kind of captivity that person is. Yeah, the kind of captivity that person is in. If you can't discern the kind of spirits and demons operating in the life of that person, you might not be able to get the person delivered. Yeah, and the same thing applies to if your environment needs deliverance. Yeah, you know that your environment can also need deliverance. Your house, the house you are staying, your building where you are living can also need deliverance. In fact, your room can need deliverance. Yeah, because there are some things that might not go well in your life until you drive out some spirits of darkness that are staying in your environment or even in your kitchen or in your room. Yeah. So how will you know those kind of spirits if you don't have discernment? Yeah, and how will you know the kind of spirits that are oppressing your own life, oppressing you, oppressing your health, oppressing your soul, oppressing your marriage, your career? How will you know if you don't have discernment? Yeah, there are other things to talk on in the later verses in that chapter in Acts chapter 16. There are other things I would like to talk on from the remaining verses, but I'll leave them till next Tuesday. But I just want to show you how this time is very thanks to victory and dreams, and how your discernment needs to be very sharp and very strong, such that when a spirit is saying the truth, but that spirit is not of God, you should be able to know that the spirit is saying the truth, but it is not of God. So you should have a very sharp and very strong discernment that can do that. Yeah, I don't mean if I have. I think I have shared it here before, but maybe during our midnight prayer sessions. Yeah, I said it that there was a time I was listening to a man of God, and the man of God was giving prophecies about a new year. I don't know which year. Yeah, the man of God was talking about the year, that particular year, or yeah, that particular year. And he was saying things that will happen in that year. And then he mentioned something, and immediately my spirit reacted to him. And the Holy Spirit was telling me that that thing he said was not from him, though that thing is true, but it didn't come from him. I don't know if you get it. The Holy Spirit was telling me that what the man of God said, the prophecy he gave, was correct, was true, but he wasn't the one that revealed it to him. It was an evil spirit that revealed it to him. Yeah, so which means if the Holy Spirit was to be the one to show him, maybe the Holy Spirit wouldn't have told him that. Maybe would have told him something different from that. Yeah. So which means that even preachers or men of God or women of God, they can sometimes speak what is true, but not by the Spirit of God, because they have allowed the flesh to rule over them. Yeah, so when you allow the flesh to rule over your life, evil spirits will be able to use you and even show you things and even speak through you. And sometimes what they show you might be true, but not from God. And of course, sometimes what they will show you will be very confusing. Yeah, so I'm going to stop here and we are going to pray. Now, I want to be giving more time for prayer whenever we have this program. Yeah, this Healing Streams program. So I want to be giving much time for prayers. Yeah, so we're going to start to pray now. I want you to thank the Lord. Yeah, because He has put His Spirit inside of you. Yeah, every true child of God have God's Spirit inside of them. So we are going to say, thank you, Father, for putting inside of me Your Holy Spirit, so that You can rule my life through Your Holy Spirit, so that You can guide me, You can direct me, instruct me, teach me through Your Holy Spirit. Open Your mouth and begin to thank You. Say thank You, Father. Say thank You, Father, for seeing Your Holy Spirit inside of me. Thank You for giving. giving me your Holy Spirit, so that through your Holy Spirit, you can lead me, you can guide me, you can rule my life, control my life, and you can even teach me things and show me things. Say thank you, Father, for giving me your Holy Spirit. Continue to thank Him. Thank you, Father, for giving me your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for giving me the Spirit of Truth. Thank you for putting your Holy Spirit inside of me to be my light, to be my guide. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. Are we just going to pray? Yeah, you know, the oppression and the assignment of the Holy Spirit in a believer is not just to speak in tongues, as some people think that, you know, they think the Holy Spirit is in them just to, you know, just to make them speak in tongues. But that is not true. Yeah, in fact, there is a lot the Holy Spirit is in you to do that is beyond speaking in tongues or spiritual gifts. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me. To allow your Holy Spirit do His work in my life. And most times we are the ones that is not allowing the Holy Spirit to do His work. Yeah, this is not about whether you are speaking in tongues or not, or you haven't been able to speak in tongues. This is not about spiritual gifts. This is about your whole life. Because spiritual gifts, most times, is about other people. It's about God using you for other people. Yeah. And most times, even when we pray in tongues, most times, we are not praying for ourselves. We are praying for other people. Yeah, most times. When we pray in tongues, we are not even praying for ourselves. If you can interpret tongues, you will realize that most times when we pray in tongues, we are not even praying for ourselves. We are praying for others. Yeah. So, you need to allow God, you need to allow the Holy Spirit of God to do His work in you. So you're going to say, Father, help me to allow your Holy Spirit to do His work in me. Open your mouth and begin to talk to the Lord like that. Say, Father, help me to allow your Holy Spirit do its work in me. Help me to allow your Holy Spirit to do the work you have given him to do in me. In the name of Jesus, help me to be obedient enough. Help me to be spiritual enough. Yeah, some of you are always carnal. Or you are more carnal than you are spiritual. And that is why the Holy Spirit is not doing the work God has sent him to do. Say, Father, help me to be spiritual enough for your Holy Spirit to do the work you have sent him to do in my life. Help me to be obedient enough. Help me to be faithful enough. Help me to be consecrated enough. Help me to be dedicated enough. Help me to be prayerful enough. Help me to allow your Holy Spirit to do his work in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, as I said, that the Holy Spirit has a lot of work he wants to do in your life. And much of those words about changing you into the person God wants you to be. Yeah. In fact, the Holy Spirit wants to change you into the person God wants you to be before he would want to use you. Yeah, to do great exploits for God's kingdom. Yeah, before he would want to use you to solve problems in people's lives, to heal the sick, to cast out devils, to win souls. The Holy Spirit would really want to change you into a Christ-like person. In fact, that is his primary assignment. Yeah, and that is why the way to know a person that is really filled with the Holy Spirit is not by how gifted that person is. That is not by how much spiritual gift the person has. That is not how to know someone that is filled with the Holy Spirit. It is by how much fruit the person has. How much fruit of the Spirit the person has. There's a difference between gift of the Spirit and fruit of the Spirit. Yeah, gift of the Spirit is, you know, prophesying, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, healing the sick, working of miracles. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, having love in you, having patience, having faith, having endurance, yeah, having joy, and many other things. You see them in Galatians chapter 5. You see those fruits there. And yeah. So how you know someone who really have a lot of the Holy Spirit in them is by the fruits, not by the gifts. Yeah, it's by the fruits. So you are going to pray. You cannot have discernment. I mean, you cannot have correct discernment if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use your Holy Spirit to break me down and remold me into the kind of person I'm supposed to be as a Christian. Say, Father, use your Holy Spirit to break me down and remold me into the kind of person I'm supposed to be as a Christian. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. How you will know if you're already the kind of person you're supposed to be as a Christian is by the fruit of the Spirit. That's how you will know if you're already like Christ, like Jesus in nature. You will know it by checking for the fruit of the Spirit in your life. So continue to pray. Say, Father, use your Holy Spirit to break me down and to mold me into the kind of person I ought to be as a Christian. In the name of Jesus, use your Holy Spirit to break me, to take away every stony heart, every hardness of heart, every stubborn heart, every rebellious heart. Use your Holy Spirit to break them. To break them into pieces, to uproot them from my life. Continue to pray like that. Till I become like Jesus Christ in nature, in attitude, in character, in lifestyle. Use your Holy Spirit to continue to break me, to continue to break me down, and to mold me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, I'm going to read for you those fruits of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, it says, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Yeah, you can see that. Love, gentleness, meekness, peace, long suffering, faith, temperance. Yeah, temperance is self-control. Long suffering is perseverance, endurance. And then we have patience there. I still want you to pray. Don't let anyone deceive you. If you don't have each of these fruit of the Spirit active in your life and rooted in your life, you cannot please God. It will be impossible. And you cannot have the fullness of the Spirit. In fact, those fruit of the Spirit, they are the confirmation that you have the fullness of the Spirit. You know, before I used to be deceived that it is by the gifts of the Spirit that we can know or we can measure the fullness of the Spirit. Yeah, I used to be deceived by that. Yeah, I used to think we can only measure how much someone carried the Holy Ghost by how much gifts of the Holy Ghost the person have. Yeah, I didn't know I was wrong. Yeah. So the only way to measure and to confirm that someone has fullness of the Holy Ghost is by the fruit of the Spirit, not by the gift of the Spirit. Yeah. So anyone that really have all these fruits of the Spirit is the one that have the fullness of the Holy Ghost. And there is nothing the Holy Ghost cannot use that person to do on earth. I mean, there is no limit. There is no limit to what the Holy Ghost can use such person to do on earth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, walk in me till I have all the fruit of the Spirit in fullness. Say, Father, walk in me, walk on me till I have all these fruits of the Spirit 100%, till I have them in 100%. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, walk on me. Walk in me Say, Father, work on me, work in me till all these fruits of the Spirit find expression in my life and continue to find expression in my life. 100%. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, use your mighty hand to walk in me. Use your mighty hand to walk on me till I have all the fruit of the Spirit actively operating in my life 100%. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you see, there's a connection between these fruits of the Spirit and the gift. The gift of the Spirit. There is connection. Yeah, because some of you might be thinking that, does that mean as a Christian, I should just have fruit of the Spirit? I should not bother seeking for gift of the Spirit. No. Usually, there is a connection between the fruit of the Spirit and the gift of the Spirit. And even in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you will see how Apostle Paul was connecting love with the gift of the Spirit. Yeah, and was showing them how the gifts of the Spirit, you know, should operate through love. How love is the greatest, and how the gifts of the Spirit should function through love. Yeah, you're going to see that. You can read 1 Corinthians 13, and you can read from 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. Yeah, you're going to see how he told them that love is the greatest, and that love will make spiritual gifts fulfilled or acceptable in the sight of God. Yeah, and in fact, love as a way of multiplying your spiritual gifts. If all your spiritual gifts you are demonstrating them in love and through love, you're going to see all your spiritual gifts start growing and multiplying because they are being motivated by love. Yeah. So there's a connection between the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. In fact, Apostle Paul showed them that through love they can have all the gifts of the Spirit through love. Yeah, because they love the people. They love the people of God. God can, because they love the people of God and they want the lives of the people of God to be transformed, God can, because of that, give them all the spiritual gifts. Yeah, go and read it in that First Corinthians. So I want you to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me in the fruit of the Spirit so that all the gifts of the Holy Spirit can begin to function, can begin to manifest in my life and through my life. There is a way you'll be strong in faith and many gifts of the Spirit will begin to function through your life, especially working of miracles, healing the sick, casting out devils and all of that. Because you are strong in faith, you begin to see yourself operating in a lot of gifts of the Spirit. So you're going to say, Father, strengthen me in the fruit of the Spirit so that I'll begin to operate in all the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, strengthen me in the fruit of the Spirit. In all the fruits of the Spirit. So that I can see a lot of the gifts of the Spirit flowing through my life. Functioning in my life and through my life. Continue to pray like that. For instance, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit that is called long suffering is very much connected to the gift of healing. Very much connected to the gift of healing. If you are going to operate a lot in the gift of healing, you must have the fruit of the Spirit that is long suffering. So which is you must be someone that endure a lot, that is able to bear burdens. Yeah. You must be someone that is able to bear burdens. That is, you must be able to bear the burdens of sick people. You must be able to carry their burden on your head and continue to pray for those sick people until you see them get healed. Yeah, so you must have long suffering if you're going to operate in the gifts of healings. Either you do it in the place of intercession, or you do it by going to those people and continue to pray for them every day until they get healed. So you must be able to carry people's burdens on you and not get tired until the problems in the lives of those people are solved. That is how you'll be able to manifest the gifts of healings. So continue to pray that prayer. Say, Father, strengthen me in all the fruits of the Spirit so that the gift of the Holy Spirit can function through my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points, and then I will round off the session. We talked about discerning spirit, the spirit of discernment. Yeah, which was the major thing we talked about from that passage in Acts 16. We talked mostly on the spirit of discernment. Yeah. Usually, the discernment of the Holy Spirit will become very strong in you when you have purity. Yeah. When you have purity and holiness, when you are pure, the discernment of the Holy Spirit becomes strong in you when you are pure. Yeah. But when you are not pure, you might not you won't be strong in discernment, or might not even get any discernment at all from the Holy Spirit. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, I want to be pure in my mind, in my heart, in my emotions, in my feelings, in my character, in my attitude. Help me to be pure. Give me power to be pure. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, help me to be pure. Give me power to be pure. In the name of Jesus, give me strength to be pure. To be pure means that you conform to the nature of Jesus. That's what purity means. It means you conform to Jesus' nature, and not human nature, and not sinful nature, and not worldly nature. So, Father, give me strength to be pure. Give me power to be pure so that I can carry the discernment of the Holy Spirit in me all the time. Give me strength to be pure, O Lord, so that I can have the discernment of the Holy Spirit in me all the time. In the name of Jesus. Give me the strength to separate myself from everything that pollutes and corrupts and defiles. Give me the strength to conform to the nature of Jesus Christ, to the divine nature of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, discernment. Having strong discernment of the Holy Spirit also has a lot to do with praying in the Spirit. A lot. When you pray in the Spirit a lot, yeah, such that every hour you're always praying in the Spirit, it will help your spirit to have strong discernment. Yeah, you must be able to pray in the Spirit as a Christian. Yeah, you must be able to pray in the Spirit. And I have said it before that you can pray in the Spirit even without speaking in tongues. Praying in the Spirit is about praying under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. That is what praying in the Spirit is. Praying under the influence and control of the Spirit. So it means you go into prayer, and everything you are doing in the place of prayer is under the control of the Holy Spirit. You are not doing them from your brain, from your head. You are allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you and to lead you. Yeah, that is the meaning of praying in the Spirit. Yeah. And it also means that everything you say in the place of prayer is not coming from your head. It is the Holy Spirit giving you the utterance or the utterances. Yeah, and you can even pray in the Spirit with your normal language, with your English language. You can pray in the Spirit even in English or your birth language. Yeah, it doesn't have to be in tongues. So praying in the Spirit is beyond praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is just one of the ways of praying in the Spirit. Yeah, and God wants to give you the ability to pray in the Spirit, because God understands that a lot of things cannot change in your life until you have that ability. Yeah. So though in this ministry we give people prayer points. Yeah, but that is not the goal. The goal is that we want you to have the ability to pray in the Spirit. Yeah, so the goal is not for you to depend on the prayer points we give you. The goal is that you grow to the point where you now have the ability to pray in the Spirit, to pray under the influence and control of the Spirit all the time. That is the goal. Yeah, because I know that one is better than praying with prayer points. Yeah, I will not talk much. So you're going to pray. You begin to say, Father, lay your hands upon me. And put in me the ability to pray in the Spirit at all times, to pray under the control, under the inspiration, under the leadership of your Spirit, under the influence of your Spirit, under the drive of your Spirit. Give me that ability. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Say, Father, lay your hands upon me and put that ability in me. Put that ability in me. Put that ability in me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, lay your hands upon me and put inside of me the ability to pray in the Spirit always. To pray in the Spirit always. To pray under the control of your Spirit, under the influence of your Spirit, under the total influence of your Spirit, under the guidance and leadership of your Spirit, under the drive and push of your Spirit. Lay your hands upon me and give me such ability. Pray like that. Say, Father, lay your hands upon me and put in me such ability right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point, as it sounds, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. It means you are inside the Spirit praying. You are inside the Holy Ghost praying. So what that means is that you are not the one praying. Yeah, because to be inside the Holy Ghost is to lose control to the Holy Ghost. That is, you hand over the control to the Holy Ghost. Yeah. That is, you take away the control from yourself and you give the control to the Holy Ghost. It's just like a driver on the driver's seat. Yeah. So it's more like, let's say you were the one on the driver's seat, and then you left the driver's seat, and the Holy Ghost take the driver's seat. Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah, it means you are no longer the one in charge. You are no longer the one in control. It is now the Holy Ghost. So that is what it means to pray in the Holy Ghost. So that means everything you do during such kind of prayer, you are not the one doing it. It is the Holy Ghost. Everything you say, you're not the one saying it. It is the Holy Ghost. So it's more like you are being possessed completely by the Holy Ghost. That is what it means to pray in the Spirit. So it means every move, or let's say, as the spirit moves, the spirit carries you along. Yeah, everything the spirit does, you do automatically at the same time, because you are no longer yourself again. It's more like you are now the Holy Ghost. That is what praying in the Holy Ghost means. It's more like saying you become the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that is just the meaning of praying in the Spirit. It's more like saying you become the Spirit, you become the Holy Ghost, that you are no longer yourself. You are now the Holy Ghost. At that point, everything you see, everything you do is no longer you anymore, is now the Holy Ghost. Yeah, but not many people are able to achieve that, achieve what I have just described in their prayer life. Yeah, some people, they just want to continue to speak in tongues. Even when the Holy Ghost have stopped speaking, they still open their mouths and they are still speaking, blah, blah, blah. Da, 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 da. Even when the Holy Ghost have stopped speaking. So when the Holy Ghost have stopped speaking, you also stop speaking. Yeah. And when the Holy Ghost resumes speaking, you resume speaking. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe the Holy Ghost wants you to sing a worship song. And then that is when you are speaking, blah, 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 blah. You're speaking in tongues. And you know that the tongues are not coming from the Holy Ghost. Yeah. But you just want to, maybe somebody said, oh, I prayed in tongues for 10 hours. And then you too, you want to copy that person. So you too, you are saying, me too, I want to pray in tongues for 10 hours. Yeah. So it's not about praying in tongues for 10 hours. It's about that. Is it the Holy Ghost that was saying those tongues for 10 hours? Yeah, or is it just you saying them because you want to have a record that you did that for 10 hours? Yeah, so this is the last prayer point. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in me in my personal prayer life. Say, Father, help me to cooperate and agree and align with your Holy Spirit in me, in my personal prayer life. Help me to stop where the Holy Ghost stops. And help me to continue when he continues. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You must be able to stop where the Holy Ghost stops and move when he moves. Stop when he stops. You must be able to flow with him 100%. Say, Father, help me. If you can't flow with the Holy Ghost 100% in your prayer life, then how do you think that when you pray for people, your prayer will work? Yeah, how do you think he will be able to use you effectively in ministry if in your personal prayer life you hardly flow together with him? Say, Father, help me to cooperate with your Holy Spirit in my personal prayer life. Help me to agree with your Holy Spirit in my personal prayer life. Help me to align with your Holy Spirit in my personal prayer life. Help me to stop where he stops and move forward when he moves forward. Help me to stop when he stops and move when he moves. Help me to say what he's saying. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. Oh, and we'll continue next Tuesday. Yeah, as I said, we will start to have more prayer time during our Healing Streams program now. Yeah, because I realized that God wants to do a lot of things in your lives, but many of you are not prayerful enough in your personal prayer life. Yeah, so every opportunity to pray, I would want to use it effectively. I mean, every opportunity to help you to pray. Since you are not doing much of the prayers in your personal prayer life, then every opportunity to help you to pray, then I want to use it. Yeah, since what God wants to do in your life is tied to that, tied to your prayerfulness. Yeah, so I'm going to be praying for you and on your water. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for doors you have opened for us. Thank you for blessings you have showered upon us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for every prison of darkness that were holding us captive that you have destroyed. Be praised forever. In Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence and power in this place and in the lives of your people where they are right now. Thank you for your determination to bless them and to help them and to change their lives and to change their stories. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you answer all the prayers we took time to pray here this morning. Father, answer those prayers with speed in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your spirit and your soul will be so aligned with the Holy Spirit, will be so connected and moved with the Holy Spirit, such that you shall begin to discern everything the Holy Spirit discerns. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the alignment between your spirit and your soul and the Holy Spirit, even between your spirit and soul and body and the Holy Spirit, will become so strong that everything the Holy Spirit feels, you will feel. And everything the Holy Spirit thinks, you will think it. And everything the Holy Spirit knows, you begin to know. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I pray on your water that the fire of the Holy Ghost that produce instant healing and deliverance and revival and restoration enter into this water right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that this water become a dangerous weapon that will destroy every presence of darkness in your life, in your body, in your soul and spirit, and also destroy every work of darkness going on inside of you and on the outside of you. This water shall become a dangerous weapon that will consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.